Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, features numerous mitzvos of the 613 mitzvos. One of the mitzvos featured in this week's Parsha is the obligation that if one is traveling, walking down the street, and one sees his fellow's donkey crouching or fallen under its load, one is obligated to help one's fellow stand the donkey back up, get it back up on its feet. And the Torah, the way the Torah describes this mitzvah is that even if one sees one's enemy with his donkey and the donkey is fallen, one is obligated to help stand the animal up. And the Torah tells us that even though he's your enemy, you have to go ahead and you have to help the donkey stand up and help him out. And the Talmud tells us that if one has a choice between helping the donkey of one's enemy or the donkey of one's friend stand up, one has to go help one's enemy. In other words, if there are two donkeys at the same time, both in need of assistance, one goes to the enemy's donkey first before the friend's enemy. And the idea behind this is that one needs to overcome one's lower self, one's lower inclination, one's bad traits, overcome those tendencies, and to go ahead and go out of one's way and help one's enemy, even at the expense of helping one's friend. This is a very fascinating idea, because very often, although certainly in today's world, the idea of helping other people is very much in vogue, but more often than not, the idea of helping other people is the emotional pull towards one's desire to help other people, and the natural tendency that normal emotionally healthy individuals have to have mercy upon other people or other animals and so on and so forth. And it is not necessarily predicated upon really overcoming one's lower self and one's bad traits, but rather it's just that people tend to be pulled emotionally towards having mercy and feeling bad for those in need, and so we go and help out. And while this is certainly a very wonderful thing to help out those in need, but more often than not, people are not necessarily focused on building themselves as people, on working on their own negative traits, but rather they're more focused on, oh, someone's in trouble, someone's in need, they need help, I feel I have to help them. And again, while this is a wonderful trait, the Torah has a much broader view of this, and that is that helping other people is not just about helping the person in need. It's also about, in a sense, helping ourselves, that is, building ourselves as spiritual beings. And to that end, if a person sees two donkeys, one of his good friend, his best friend, his close family member, and that of his sworn enemy, he is obligated to help the enemy's donkey first. And imagine how the friends are going to react to this. But he's obligated to help the enemy's donkey first, because you have to work on yourself, and you have to overcome your yetzahara, your evil inclination, your lower self, which tells you to dislike other people. And here the Torah teaches us a very valuable lesson. That is that doing kindness is not just about how we feel. It's about looking at the picture as objectively as possible and seeing how can I build not just the other person, help the other person, but how can I build myself through this act of kindness that I'm doing? It's a pretty well-known phenomenon that when people are asked if they had a choice between saving their dog or a human drowning, their own dog, their pet, or a human drowning, many teenagers in schools responded that they would certainly strongly consider, if not outright respond, that they would save their dog first. I'm not getting involved in the idea of animal rights right now and so on and so forth, but most emotionally healthy, well-balanced individuals would agree that a human life certainly takes precedence to an animal life. So where did this response come from? It's very simple. The emotional bonds that the individual has with one's pet dog may well be stronger than that with a human stranger. And so the knee-jerk reaction is to save the dog first. This is completely counter to the Torah's values. The Torah is teaching us that we need to look at a picture objectively. Which is more important? Which one takes precedence? Which action is the more valuable action? That is what has to be examined, and that is how we should direct our lives. Certainly we should work on our character traits and work on our traits of having mercy and of avoiding feelings and traits and personalities of cruelty and so on and so forth. But when it comes to doing actions, we need to look at the picture as objectively as possible and perform the action as objectively as possible. Even if I don't feel like helping that poor man, even if he doesn't elicit my merciful traits within me, but if he needs help, and if he truly needs help, not because he's going to go spend the money on marijuana or liquor, but if he could truly use my help, even if I don't feel like helping him because I'm sitting down to supper, because I'm in a rush, but if he warrants help, if his situation warrants my assistance, then the Torah says, you go out of your way and you do it even if you don't feel like it. Even if he's your enemy, you have to help him. And this is a valuable lesson for us, and as we move through our lives, in helping others, in interacting with others, it's not about how we feel, it's about what the right thing is to do. I hope you enjoyed this message. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.